The historic Maverick Carter House has opened its doors to the public for the first time ever. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick was given a tour of the three-story limestone mansion in downtown San Antonio.
The state and national historical landmark was built in 1893 by William Harvey Maverick, who made his money in real estate. William was the son of Samuel Maverick, signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence, and whose name became synonymous with anyone who goes their own way. The home was built in the Richardsonian Romanesque style by architect Alfred Giles, a British man who moved to Texas. He went on to design several Texas homes and courthouses. Inside the large main rooms are period furniture, warm wood panels, carved details, and stained glass windows. It still has working features from its past, such as a bell system to ring the kitchen for service.
Each room has a button that communicates to the kitchen and notifies the cook or servant that there's a room in need, I guess.
That is Carter Brown, great-grandson of H.C. Carter, a prominent San Antonio attorney who bought the home from the Mavericks in 1914. It has a nautical-style communication system between rooms. It's really just a long tube to whistle through to get attention and then talk through by opening flaps on both ends. Back in the day, they were called annunciator boxes. I gave it a try. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Maverick Carter House.
He said, welcome to the Maverick Carter House, if you could not make out that muffled greeting. Brown says it was his grandfather David who saved and restored the house. He says his granddad told him the kitchen bells and annunciator boxes were not used to impress guests.
My grandfather would say that they never really used those either item, but they actually enjoyed scaring people with the loud shriek or the bell.
H.C. Carter married Aline Badger, 31 years his junior, in 1916. She brought some unique additions to the home, which were inspired by her education at the Boston Conservancy of Music and Wellesley College, her love of astronomy, and her deep Episcopal faith. One addition is a chapel complete with pump organ. Carter Brown sat down at the century-old instrument, pumped the wooden pedals, and brought it back to life.
The chapel was built in 1925 by Aline Carter and artisan Ethel Wilson Harris. She built these chairs and also put in this pump organ.
On the next floor sits Aline's piano. And her typewriter that she wrote poetry on. She served as the state's official poet laureate from 1947 to 1949. The home is serviced by an elevator that Aline used later in life so she could still reach her beloved rotating observatory on the rooftop.
And so she had the elevator punched through the third floor and also on the second floor porch and first floor porch. She was able to go up to the observatory and open up this hatch here even in her mid-70s. And enjoy the stars.
We also went up through the same hatch.
Watch your head and always keep your strong grip.
No, I always
look. Wow. I always hit my head every time.
Carter Brown asked me to step inside the observatory. He closed the door behind me, and then the noisy rotation of a 360-degree rooftop view began. Inside the observatory is painted the phrase, "When I consider thy heavens, O Lord." Carter Brown says Aline Carter was inspired by both her faith and her belief in science.
Science was always a primary focus in her mind. As she saw it, science is a process for understanding the works of God.
Proceeds from public tours of the residence or business meetings and weddings will go towards preserving the home and education programs for poetry and astronomy. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.